Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. www.realworldradio.fm.
Climate Impacted People study released in the framework of the COP on climate change in Bonn. About 20 million people are displaced by climate-related disasters every year, and the Asia-Pacific region has been the worst impacted by the changes in the climate. Rising sea levels, floods, droughts, snow, and glacial melts have constantly hit this region, causing many to be displaced and having to leave their homes and countries. Given a chance, no one wants to leave their homes. Unfortunately, to survive, there is very little choice left for climate-impacted peoples. This region has many untold stories of those impacted by climate change. Friends of the Earth Asia Pacific made it a priority in the last 2 weeks to focus on having these stories told and demand solutions for those impacted by climate change. This year's UNFCCC's 23rd Conference of Parties, COP in Bonn, Germany, under the presidency of Fiji, an Asia-Pacific nation, gave Friends of the Earth Asia-Pacific a good opportunity to prepare and release a study titled Calls for Just Solutions for Climate-Induced Migration in Asia-Pacific. The study focused on three short case studies from Philippines, Sri Lanka, and Papua New Guinea on climate-impacted people to give a little glimpse of the reality on the ground and to show the world that climate change is so very real and serious. At this UN climate conference, Friends of the Earth Asia Pacific is demanding climate justice. Every single aspect of human rights and the safety and dignity of climate-impacted peoples must be protected and respected. The governments of wealthy nations must stop siding with and aiding dirty energy industries and take their fair share of responsibility. What we want is for a fundamental system change to create real, fair, and just solutions to save the world and leave a decent, livable planet home for future generations. Francesca Gaeder of Friends of the Earth Europe and Real World Radio's correspondent in Bonn interviewed Hemanda Withenedge of Friends of the Earth Sri Lanka and the Executive Committee of Friends of the Earth International and Yuri Onodera of Friends of the Earth Japan. Let's now listen to the interview.
Hemanda, can you tell us more about the Climate Impacted People study that Friends of the Earth Asia Pacific has published, please?
Friends of the Earth groups in Asia Pacific region are working very closely with the local communities. Some of them are forest communities, some of them are farming communities, some others are coastal communities. And we have seen over the years that they have been impacted by the climate change due to floods, droughts, sometimes landslides, sometimes losing the whole island or the coastal areas. So we decided that we want to put them in record and learn their stories. So that is the main idea behind the Climate Impacted People study in the Asia Pacific.
And what are the demands associated with the study?
In this study, we have produced three case studies, one from Sri Lanka, which is about how the drought is impacting the farmer communities and how now they are depending on the dry rations comes from the government, and some of the people are committing suicide because they don't have enough food for their family. And same time, we found in the case study in Philippines that the people who are affected by the El Nino in one of the islands in Philippines, and they are going into the forest, and these people are dying because of the various wildlife attacks and other problems, and there are many related problems. In the Papua New Guinea, we have found that the people are losing the coastal line at the same time because of the tidal changes and the wind direction changes. They don't catch the fish anymore, so they are losing their livelihood. And some of these people are getting displaced in their own country. They sometimes move into other areas, but at the same time, some of these people are moving into other countries or sometimes construction sites looking for the jobs. And some of the people are ending in Middle Eastern countries as the domestic workers, having many problems at home. Sometimes their children are affected, nobody to look after their children, and sometimes they have a lot of violence against these men and women both, and also sometimes the sexual harassment. So there are lot other social issues creating by the climate impacted community. So, and we believe the climate induced migrants in those countries. So as the demands, so we say that when these climate migrants move into the other areas, we see that especially in the European region, the walls are going up and they have a lot of problems getting into these countries, and they have visa issues, and sometimes they become refugees, sometimes they don't have anything to eat just because there's no legal mechanism international level to define who these climate refugees and from other refugees. So our first demand is that we need to have a different international legal mechanism to understand or define the climate-induced migrants or the climate-impacted people, and they should have some living in a respected way, having enjoyed their fundamental rights. At the same time, there should be money available to help these families. And what we understood in all these case studies, that nobody wants to leave their homes, their livelihood areas, their countries, if they have some way to look after them. But when our national governments don't have a mechanism, then they have to flee to some other places. So our national government also need to look after these people and understand these issues differently. So therefore, it is money important, the legal mechanism is important, and also some participatory mechanism to identify these climate impacted people is also very, very important.
And we're talking in Bonn at the UN climate talk. Do you feel that there's been any progress in the last 2 weeks on these issues?
Unfortunately, we don't have any success on this story, this issue. In fact, one of the way that they could support us is agreeing on the loss and damage, but this loss and damage have been neglected here in this COP, and they have postponed to the 2019 until the Warsaw mechanism process has been completed. So therefore, it was not considered, and people here in civil society and the local communities, indigenous people, are fighting on the same issues on the streets, but there's no new mechanisms came out, and also they've been keeping postponed this issue for the 2019-2020. So I don't see any success at this COP. So it's a broken hope at this moment.
Yuri, hi.
Hello.
We'd like to hear more about the climate impacted people study produced by Friends of the Earth Asia Pacific.
We are actually wanted to bring the face of the people who are being impacted through this study, because the world displacement, human mobility, those worlds are so inhuman, and in a way we wanted to really see people see that actually already climate change is happening, and many people are impacted in our neighbors, our country, and in Asia Pacific, and that they are motivation on produce this the report, and also there are also that they will bring that to the here, so that the inner broader outside of the world can see that the climate change is actually happening. Mm-hmm. We have to do act now.
So you've brought it to the UN climate talks?
Well, our intention was to bring it to the mobilization. Our movements are getting stronger. Mm-hmm. So that right before the COP, there was 25,000 people gathered in Bonn and marched calling for the stop for fossil fuels and act immediately now. And also that we wanted to put that because of the Fiji Pacific Island is the president of this COP, so that we wanted to tell the story of Asia Pacific that we really need action now. And yes, after that, we organized two summer workshops in civil society summit, and we are bringing our message to the governments in here as well.
And what are the demands that come with the study?
Yes, we came here to inside the negotiation that they are talking about the how to act on losses and the damage already happening worldwide on by the climate change, but there are not much progress, and disappointingly, because of the developed countries are blocking all the support that the developing countries and global South need right now, and that the it's a quite disappointment for us to see how the governments are failing to contribute, especially developed countries, rich countries like my country, like Japan. They are refusing to provide further support. So our demand is one, two, for those people who are displaced or impacted, with their rights to be protected, their safety and their dignity to be protected, and also that their support, especially from this process, should be go to the straight to the people already being impacted on the ground, and that's our demand today. And we need the government need to act now, especially those big polluters.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by Fowai.